This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 249. 8 or higher IELTS vocabulary for the working world. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. In today's episode, you will get very specific vocabulary to describe work and the workplace, a topic which is all over the IELTS exam. Hey, Jessica, what's shaking?
Hey, Lindsay, what's happening with me today? Let's see. I'm pretty sure I can find something exciting about every day of my life. What am I doing today? Oh, a friend of mine is coming over after she finishes work and we're going to go for a run.
Oh, fun.
And then we're going to come back to my house and cook dinner because she's on a special diet called the Whole 30 diet.
Okay. Awesome. No,
I don't know if you've heard of that. Yeah. But so there's things she's not supposed to be eating right now. I said I would do it too, but honestly, it's too hard. I need to eat cheese and
what is she not supposed to eat?
So like the Whole 30, it's kind of like a cleanse / diet. You're not supposed to eat no dairy, no beans, no grains, whole grains. So you're basically eating fruit, vegetables, and potatoes. Basically it. Yeah. Which is fine. I did it for 3 days. I tried it.
Oh, that's right.
I did feel a difference in my body, but you know, it's fine. Like, I'm fine. I liked it because it changed my perspective on how I cook. So I'm going to substitute a couple meals a week for that sort of plan because it's just another good option. But yeah, there's no way I could do that for 30 days.
Yeah. I mean, this is an interesting aspect of our culture here that we do tend to, a lot of people tend to go in and out of different diet plans. Like, and it's really common. I mean, my roommate's going through what's called the Stash plan right now.
What's that?
It's actually the woman from Orange is the New Black, Alex. She's the one who created it because she had all kinds of diet issues. And it's basically like focusing on if your body is not able to regulate its metabolism, it's because of the gallbladder and the liver not working properly. Okay. And a lot of the foods that we eat, especially processed foods here in the States, cause that to happen. So it's a combination of foods, stretching, and broths. Like, you make broths. Yes, broths, I said.
I seriously thought you said bras. And, like, wearing, like, special bras helps your gallbladder.
That'd be hilarious.
That's funny. I don't know. I never tried any of these cleanses or diets. I've never dieted a day in my life. Yeah. And really, my mom's a dietitian, and I was telling her about it, and she's like, nope, that's not a good idea. It's all about balance, right?
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's logical. Processed foods, I am just slipping all over the place today. Processed foods are unhealthy. That's obvious, you guys. Don't eat them. Too much sugar, not good. Don't do it.
Yeah.
But if you want ice cream, you know, for like one dessert a day, you're fine.
Yeah, just enjoy it and just don't eat like 10 ice creams a day.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, it's a little bit of common sense is really what we need.
Exactly.
It's not as, but I suppose like our listeners know this. It's the people in the US that have the problem. Like, it's
That's
our
true.
Culture that needs to understand, you know. Anyway,
like,
this is an interesting topic that could go into a culture of thinking. Right?
True. Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Guys, it might be kind of entertaining for you guys, if you're from countries where people don't do this, to look at all the different cleanses and diets that exist in North America. And it's pretty much just North America, I believe. Like, even Europe and England, I don't think have issues like this. Like, I remember 2 years ago, this is the last thing I'm going to mention about it, but 2 years ago, it was like really popular to the cayenne pepper and lemon juice cleanse.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. It's so unhealthy. Okay. Anyway, Today, we've given you guys so many good vocabulary words and phrases related to health and diets.
Yes.
I hope that you guys are already taking notes. But
I know. Yeah.
If not, we're going to focus on work vocabulary today. So please take notes.
Yeah. And I also just want to remind our listeners, you know, we just went off on a 4-minute kind of, you know, out of nowhere kind of rant / conversation, but it's not meant to go to waste, guys. Don't fast forward those conversations. That's where you get the golden opportunity words, vocabulary words. I'm sure if we went back through that conversation, you could pick out some 7 or higher vocabulary words.
Totally. Yeah. These beginning conversations, you guys, this is the native 9 we're talking about.
Yeah.
If you're going to pick apart what we say, like grammar wise and stuff like that, that's a waste of time. That's not what we're focusing on. We're mm-hmm. communicating as we would to anybody in these beginning conversations.
Very natural. So guys, don't fast forward that. Don't think it's a waste of time. Don't say, oh, get to the point. Go back and use that as your material.
Exactly. Yeah. Include these words and phrases on speaking and writing, because that's the only way to impress the examiner and get that 7 or higher for vocabulary.
Awesome.
So today was it a student in our course or just a listener that wrote in?
I think it was a listener.
Okay, cool. So a listener wrote in with some questions about specific vocabulary related to work. So we're going to talk about that today.
Yeah. Should we read the question?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, go for it.
What happens when students join the 3 Keys IELTS success system? They move their score to a 7 overall like Rodrigo, or a 5.5 to a 7 on speaking like Cheryl, or an 8 in speaking like Nadia, or an 8.5 in reading like Katerina. If you want to be among these success stories or the many others that we already have for the 3 Keys IELTS success system, go ahead and get into the course now. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, where does the question start? Okay, how are you doing? I'm doing pretty well. Thank you so much for asking. I have a question for you. I know the terms related to jobs are common on the IELTS exam. Having said that, I would like you to explain these experience levels people always find when they're searching for a job, such as entry level, associate, senior, mid-senior, and internship, right? So she wants to understand these vocabulary words a little bit better for work titles.
Interesting. I would pick first two phrases to put together in your vocab books, guys. The entry level, mid-level, I would add to that, and senior. Entry level and senior, not so much about related to experience. It is related to experience, but I think it's more so the time in the job as well. So you'll probably be entry level if you're a new employee, right? Yeah. Because you have to start at a lower position if you're new to the company. So that's one thing. Entry level could also be because your skills and expertise are not trained yet. So entry level would probably also involve more training.
Yeah.
To get you to higher level. So that's like the beginning position, just starting out with a company, not high pay, but senior employees, I think you will rarely enter a job at a senior level.
Yeah.
So this does reflect your skills and expertise for sure, but I think mainly it has to do with how long you've been with the company.
Wow. You have an in-depth knowledge of the corporate world. I don't. I'm surprised. I'm impressed. Very cool. Okay.
I've written a variety of textbooks, some of which are about business English.
Oh,
I'm actually
so
writing a new textbook this summer called English for the Workplace, Book 2.
Oh,
so keep your
and
eye
these
out
vocabulary
for that,
words
guys.
Are in there. Very cool. Okay, good. So are there any other vocabulary words that we should know when it comes to work levels and experience levels?
I think the word novice is an interesting word, and the difference between amateur and professional, because it's in this same group of words, guys, that you're going to put in your book. So novice just means like a newbie, like you know nothing. Okay. Novice means completely new to something. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be similar to an entry level position, right? You're a novice at this job. Amateur, that's this, word comes up a lot on the exam for some reason. Amateur just means you're doing something but not getting paid for it. It doesn't necessarily mean you're bad at it. It doesn't reflect how you're doing something. It just means that you're doing something more as a hobby and you're not getting paid for it. Whereas professional is the opposite. It means you're getting paid for what you're doing.
Very cool. I like that. And where are these vocabulary words likely to be used the most on the test? Is it more in the speaking test or the writing test, or what do you think?
You know, I would find these words in listening sections 1 and 2, to be honest, because it's more general topics in 1 and 2, and work is one of those general topics. So I've seen these words in listening sections 1 and 2 for sure. Could be on the reading test if it's related to business or the corporate structures. These words are very useful in speaking part 1 and speaking part 3 and writing task 2.
Oh, wow. So this would be a good use of our time to go ahead and make sure we have a few of these terms under our belt.
Hi, listeners. This is Jessica. As we were editing this podcast, we noticed that my audio cut out for some reason. So far, we've gone through the terms entry level and senior, novice, amateur, professional. We talked about where you could use this stuff on the test, on the listening test, the reading test. You could produce it in the speaking and writing. This vocabulary, guys, anything seriously related to work and studies, these two topics happen all the time on the IELTS exam. So this is very useful vocabulary. A couple more terms to add to this that the listener wrote in about. One is associate. So this has a couple meanings that come to mind. First of all, it comes to mind as like a law firm, right? There's like partners and associates. So partners are, they charge more money. They've been there longer. Associates are a little bit newer to the firm. So that's what I think, like a legal associate, a lawyer. The other way we use it is like as a partner, but a partner in business. So for example, if someone calls me to ask about our IELTS course or something, I could say, well, let me refer you to my associate, Lindsay. So those are the two ways we use that word when it comes to work. The last word that the person wrote in about was about internship. Internships are a very interesting idea, and I'd be interested for you guys to write in if they exist in your country to the extent that they do here. Because I know internships are so common. My mom, for example, she went back to university in her 50s, actually. And in order for her to get her just a bachelor's to be a dietitian, she had to do an internship in New York at a hospital in New York in Queens. And she learned a lot from this experience. And internships are like a work learning opportunity, and they're usually not paid. So they're a way for bigger companies and businesses to get free work from people, but it's also an opportunity for students and people new to the work, to the market, I should say, or new to the field. It's a way for them to get experience, right? Because before you're hired, education isn't always enough. You also need experience. So internships are accomplish both of those things. So they're beneficial for the employer and the person who is going to look for real paid work soon. So guys, again, I hope you took notes on these things. They could be found anywhere on the exam. Even in writing task 1, there are graphs about employers and employees and work placement and whatnot. So this is very useful vocabulary, guys. And please leave us a comment in on our website, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. Leave a comment on this episode to tell us if what's the deal with internships in your country? Is this a cultural thing? Is it universal? I'm curious and I want to read your ideas. So thanks for listening today, you guys. I hope this work-related vocabulary will be useful and stick in your head. And remember, practice, practice, practice. That's the only way you'll remember it. All right. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day, you guys.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.